For a better way to wake up, catch East Coast Breakfast with Darren.
6:39 on East Coast Breakfast, and I'm battling here, guys. I can't, man. Here's the deal. I live in a complex where we're not allowed cats and dogs.
Yeah.
So we can't have that as a pet. I refuse to have a bird squawking away.
And you already have a mouse.
And I have a mouse.
Yeah.
We did have a hedgehog briefly, but it's a nocturnal creature, and it's like every time you want to go do this, now he's awake, and that was a problem. So
He had to go.
He had to go. He's gone to the hedgehog playground.
Hey, Darren, but not a snake, my man. Bruh. Hey, yeah. You can't buy something that's going to make you uncomfortable in your own house. No, chief.
You know what I mean?
So, I have to read this tweet.
Sorry, Sky, is you got a puncture?
I think it's supposed to be a snake sound in the background. I'm not going to have any judgment on the calls that you guys are making.
Sounds like white noise.
Ispelele, at Ispelele _29 on Twitter,
yeah,
says, and I quote, it's not Sky Shabalala, it's Pelele. Hey. What is it with you and white people and exotic pets? Every single person that owns a snake is a white person.
Mm.
We just have normal things like dogs. What's wrong with that dog? You've explained that now.
I hear you.
But honestly, snake.
I was expecting my child to ask for a normal pet. I did not expect.
I'll take a snake over one of those lizards, though. Those people that have got those lizards are just like...
What else are they saying on socials?
We got another one from Graham Drops. Mm. Hey, Darren, think of it this way. Snakes will keep the boys away.
That's a good call.
Don't boys love snakes?
Yeah.
Except you guys, this guy's a boy. Yeah, except you two. And then we've got Lee on the line. Lee's daughter apparently has a tarantula. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
So good. Lee, your daughter, a tarantula. Is this for real?
For really real. He was a Honduran curly hair tarantula. I don't know what I did in my past life.
Because my son,
yeah, when he was in preschool, he was like, no, I'm going to be a snake catcher. That's what I want to do. Snake catching is for me. And I was like, really? Okay. Until she decided to get Beemo.
Yeah.
But not only did we have to feed him living things, like little crickets, and they're so happy and chirpy, but he didn't like to be touched. So he had a rough childhood, I assume.
Yeah.
I thought he was brought up like Neverland Ranch, maybe, or the Trump, you know, like this time now, but I'll never judge. So we couldn't touch him. And then he would crawl down the back of her shoulder.
A tarantula.
Like her back. A tarantula as big as the palm of my hand.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I know the pitch of my voice goes up and down because I'm reliving the pain and nightmare here. So it would flick hair at anything it didn't like. And these hairs would insert themselves into the skin and cause massive irritation. And God help you if it got into your eye. You would go blind.
So what happened to the tarantula?
We got rid of it, man.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Lee. Good on you.
Did it go visit the tarantula farm up north?
Yeah, no, we gave it back to the guy we got it from. Okay. And he's like, it's just not working out for us. Thank you so much, though. But I think the snake is such a cool idea. Especially like a little, like a corn snake. I think she'd like it until she realizes it's not for me. Come on.
Thank you, Lee, with the tarantula. No, I was hoping you would be on my side on this one. No, it's not a good idea having a snake.
And it's not a good idea giving back your pets either. So think about it before you get one. Bafolile, morning.
Morning.
How are you, Bafolile?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. You say you think that Sky shouldn't be worried about going to Darren's house if he has a snake. How come?
Yes, he must not be worried because... he must buy a sheep wash. There's a look, it's a liquid fluid that is blackish and it's smelly.
Yeah.
So he must rub it.
Does it work like a snake repellent?
What's sheep wash?
Yes, guy, sheep wash.
I think in English, is it Jason's fluid? What is it called?
Oh, yeah.
Jason's fluid.
Yeah, that apparently keeps the snakes away.
Really?
Well, it keeps a lot of stuff away. I don't know if you can blink with that near you.
Yeah, that keeps the natural life-saving bacteria away.
But...
Jay's fluid.
Hey, but now I have to carry ushi poshi in my car, and my car's going to smell like ushi poshi. Then the chicks are going to stay away from my car, and then now because of a snake, I
yeah, no.
And then
the snake will never have any visits.
I'm trying to help you here.
Guys, Mouse is busy being shuttled to school as we speak. She overheard us, and she's just sent us a voice note. Should we give it a listen?
Are we going to play it? Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that, Nana. And so here's the deal. Again, I forget to tell you, I specifically got an apartment on the second floor so that I would avoid the fauna and flora around me, right?
Okay.
I'm a little bit freaked out by the critters.
Okay.
Even a hardy dog freaks me out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the hardy dogs are unnecessarily aggressive. They really are. So now, Mouse overheard our conversation. She's on her way to school, and she's sent us a voice note, but I think it's for you, Sky.
Okay.
She wants a snake, and I don't know what to do, and we're discussing that this morning. So this is what Mouse had to say.
I heard what you said, and if I do get a snake, it will only be in my room, so you can come play Fortnite with Dad whenever. So don't worry, it'll just be in my room.
Hey, yeah. It's still in the vicinity.
You can come play Fortnite with Dad whenever.
Oh, yeah, we'll play outside, Chief.
You know there's snakes outside, Sky.
I know there's snakes outside, but at least I don't know that they're there.
No, Sky, I'm telling you, they're there.
No, there's no snakes in Umhlanga.
Ignorance is bliss in this one. There's plenty of snakes in Umhlanga.
I've never seen a snake.
I'm going to take you for a walk in Hawaiian Forest.
What are you talking about? Where do you think Shabia goes and drinks? No, anyway.
Oh! So,
it's 7 minutes before.
Oh,
wow.
Pew, pew, wow.
7 minutes before seven on East Coast Breakfast. All right, we normally do this later in the show, but we thought, no, the whole family should be a part of this.
With Darren Moore. Morning Show. Kerry. And Sky. Oh, I love it. East Coast Breakfast is in your radio. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.